Oh, okay. And I have a little bit of an intro here.
Shall we?
Sure. Channel 8 reporter Jim Pollan is in New York City this week covering the story of Unalaska's generous donation to the victims of the terrorist attacks last month. He filed this report earlier, and we're going to go watch it on tape now. Come along.
And away we go.
In New York City this morning, as the plane approached LaGuardia Airport, flying slowly over Manhattan, I felt like I was in a funeral procession. But there seems to be a real strong and defiant spirit here. American flags are everywhere, along with posters of Osama bin Laden, wanted dead or alive. And on the airport or bus, I chatted with a man who said his office was on the 56th floor of the World Trade Center. He emphasized was. Fortunately, he was not in the building when terrorists crashed jetliners into it on September 11th. So I was asking a bus driver about hotels, and this fellow asked if I had reservations. I said I didn't think I needed any since I heard there were a lot of vacancies because of a downturn in tourism following the attacks. He said you should have shopped online if you'd wanted to get a cheap rate. New York's back, he said. I'm working on a story now about the city of Unalaska's donation of $50,000 to New York City, $25,000 to the families of firefighters, police, and EMTs who died in the attacks or in their aftermath. And I spoke with a representative of St. Vincent Catholic Medical Center today. Development Director Bill Evans, that's the hospital the city plans to give $25,000 to. He said the hospital is thrilled with the donation and called it an extraordinary story. Evans said that St. Vincent's treated more than 700 victims, more than any other hospital in New York. The city of Unalaska's contribution, however, was intended for long-term care of burn victims, but Evans said St. Vincent's only provided initial treatment, as St. Vincent's does not actually have a formal burn treatment center. He said burn victims with long-term needs have been transferred to the burn center at New York Cornell Hospital. Still, he said it's a wonderful thing that the city of Unalaska did and is awaiting a letter from the city to post on the Wall of Hope and Remembrance near the emergency room, along with letters from school children around the country and also with posters of missing people posted by family members. In New York City, this is Jim Pollan.